The King's New Clothes. A long time ago, there lived a king who loved wearing new clothes. He spent a lot of money buying expensive clothes. He did not do nice things for his people. He only thought about himself and all the things that he wanted. His people were sad and poor because he made them pay him a lot of money every year. The king spent all their money on beautiful clothes. Of course, his people did not like their king. One morning in the autumn, two men came to visit the king. They told him that they could make very clever clothes. "We can make fantastic clothes for you in beautiful colours. And the important thing is that the clothes we make are very special. Only people who are very clever can see these clothes." The king thought this was a very good idea. "I could wear these special clothes, and then I can see who is clever and who is not. Then I can keep the clever people to work for me. I don't need the people who are not clever." So he gave lots of money to the two men and told them to start making him some new clothes as quickly as they could. The two men were not who they said they were. They wanted to steal money from the king. The king gave them a room to work in his castle. They looked very busy and they worked day and night to make the king's new clothes. They asked for very expensive things that they needed to make the clothes. But they did not use these things. They sold them for lots of money. After 2 days, the king wanted to know if his clothes were ready. But he didn't know what to do. He knew that only a clever person could see the clothes. So he sent one of his clever workers to go and see the two men. "I'm sure that he is clever enough to see the clothes," he thought. The clever worker went to the room where the two men were. He was surprised because the men were working hard, but he could not see any clothes. "I can't see the clothes," he thought. "I must not tell anyone because then they will know that I'm not clever, and the king will not let me work for him." "So, what do you think of these clothes?" the two men asked him.
"They are lovely," he said.
The two men laughed when the king's man left the room. When the king heard about his beautiful new clothes, he was very happy. 2 days later, he sent another of his clever men to see if his new clothes were ready. This man couldn't see anything, of course, but again, he was too afraid to say this to the king.
"The clothes are fantastic! Excellent work!" he said.
Everybody in the town talked about the king's new clothes and the excellent men who made them. The king couldn't wait any longer. He was very excited. He arrived in the room and looked, but he couldn't see any clothes.
"So, I'm not very clever," he thought. "No one can know that their king is not clever."
"Do you like your new clothes?" the two men asked. "Aren't they fantastic?"
"Yes, of course. They're excellent," said the king, and everyone agreed because they were afraid of him.
The king told them to finish the clothes as quickly as they could because he wanted to wear them. He wanted to walk in the town to show everyone his fantastic new clothes. In the morning, the two men went to the king. "Your new clothes are ready. If you get undressed now, we are here to help you get dressed in your beautiful clothes." He was excited to put on the new costume. The two men tried not to laugh, but of course, he only had his shorts on. When they finished dressing him, the king looked at the mirror. He could not see any clothes, but he thought it was important not to say this, because everyone would think that their king was not clever.
"Thank you. This is a beautiful costume," he said.
The two men smiled, and then they left the country.
The king said, "I look very nice in my new costume."
All the people who worked for him agreed and said, "You look excellent in your new clothes."
"Now it's time for me to show all my people how fantastic my new clothes are," he said.
They left the castle and started to walk through the town. In the streets, the people said, "The king's new clothes are beautiful." No one could believe that the king was only wearing his shorts, and there were no brave people to say that they could not see the new clothes. No one wanted to say that they were not clever enough to see the clothes.
Suddenly, a little boy shouted, "The king is only wearing his shorts. I cannot see the new clothes. I can only see the king's stomach."
All the people in the street whispered,
"The little boy is right. The king is not wearing any clothes."
Then everyone shouted together, "The king is not wearing any clothes." The king was very sad.
"This is a big mistake. The two men stole my money. They took my gold, and I do not have a fantastic costume. I am walking in the town centre in my shorts. This is terrible."
Then the king stopped walking. This was the worst thing that could happen to him. He was very tired and sad now, and he had a headache. He told the little boy to come with him, and he quickly walked back to his castle. When he got home, he got dressed in some warm clothes. He felt like a clown and not like a king at all. He called the little boy to him.
"You are a good, brave boy," he said. "Now, I know that I spend a lot of money on expensive clothes. I am not clever, and I do not look after my people. I am not a good king. Thank you for telling me what you could see."
The king gave the little boy a bag of gold because he was brave. The boy carried the gold carefully to his parents. They were very happy because suddenly they were rich. The king decided to be a kind and friendly king. He gave everyone a week's holiday and he started to look after his people. Soon everything was better in his country, and everywhere people were happy.